Also, you want to know how fucking dumb I am?
Yeah.
For years, I thought it was pronounced Chick-fil-A. Like a French. I did Chick-fil-A. Not even. What the fuck is Chick-fil-A?
Wow.
Someone said Chick-fil-A, and I just went, oh, that feels so good.
Can I get a little less Ben? Oh, for just.
No, that's cool, dude. No, we could all do with a little less me. I understand.
Look, we're pussyfooting here.
Yeah, let's get into it.
What?
Let's we got something it. For you.
Yeah,
okay. We have something for you.
Well, the last episode was such a smash success, and people love the story so much. But we felt like, you know,
it was only right if we
make
it full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we got something for you, and it's right here. Ryan has it.
Ba-boo. Oh, it's a giant check. Oh,
it's a check.
I get to go to the bank.
It's a check for $1,300.
Stand up and pose with that thing.
For your feet pick.
Everyone else?
Feet pick, sorry. Yep.
Amazing.
This is the money that he was supposed to get from the Bahrainian guy that he didn't get.
And Cody just said you have to split that with me.
Yeah, per the trillionaire mindset agreement, you're going to have to go ahead and split that.
That's very special.
So we'll just cut it in half.
Yeah.
Can you just endorse it on the back?
Also, it's
like that you put the Bahrainian.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
It's 4 feet picks.
It is fake. It is fake, though.
Fuck.
Well, you got scammed.
Yeah, I noticed now that the routing number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
No, that's all legit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just have a credit union, and it's just the.
That's all they do with
the credit union.
I'm not looking. We just wanted you to learn your lesson again.
Yeah, I've learned it again because I legitimately did think that it might be real. I'm like, hey, you know, maybe
I might hit an omakase restaurant tonight. Fuck it.
I am going to an omakase on Saturday.
Are you really?
Yeah, this place that's like, I don't, should I? Well, I can say because it'll have passed. Kincan, this new spot, newish
spot.
We're
actually releasing this on Friday, so.
Yeah, but who cares? Show up. I'm really excited. It's a 20-course meal.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what are we talking?
20 price? Courses?
Yeah, what do you get?
$250 a person.
Ooh.
Man. This is like a once, you know, it's a celebration.
What are we celebrating?
Celebrating the Broadway thing.
What
Broadway thing? You just got through your hand out there.
My girlfriend's I should not have said plural. My girlfriend...
girlfriends have landed a role.
No, Mike. Can we cut that? Because if she sees that, she's going to be... By the way, Erica came up with the name of the show. She was her idea. She's like, oh, I've got an idea. 8-Ball Special. Or 8-Ball. Something 8-Ball. And I'm like, why? And she goes, because there's 4 of you, and you each... And I'm like, oh, you funny.
Behind every very stupid man, there's a woman with a good podcast name.
Yeah.
It's true. But she got 3... understudy roles on a Broadway play.
Wow.
So she's got to move to New York and be on this play for a year.
How
that
many
makes
times?
You sad?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make me sad. She's taking the dog. Yeah. She got it. Well, it's her dog.
You're losing the dog?
Yeah.
You're going to fly out there to see her?
Yeah. We're going to work that out. I don't know what's going to happen. Being the understudy for 3 characters is a big deal. It's very hard to do.
Yeah.
It is a challenge.
At least you'll have more time for your other girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be...
Yeah,
my mom, I guess, or the other dog.
You're dating your mom? Fucking weird.
No. What?
It's so crazy, dude. You waited for your dad to die so you could fuck your mom?
No, no.
That's wild because I'm also dating your mom.
Oh, I was going to say I didn't wait till he died. That's disgusting.
Is it, though?
I was going to phrase it like my girlfriend's play got, but I'm like, no, it's not her play. It's some old man's play. The playwright is Tom Stoppard.
What's the play?
I don't know, man.
It is a brand new thing that this guy wrote. It's a Holocaust play.
Oh,
is
she
really?
She's a Jew, so
is she?
Like, she's full blood, man.
Okay, don't.
No middle,
like
no middle name though, which is really
blood?
Weird.
Yeah,
yeah. She's a pure blood from
is
Texas.
She full blood?
Yeah.
Making her sound like a witch, dude.
She's kind of witchy. She'd be a good witch to play. She like auditioned for a couple witch roles, and because she has very pale, fair skin and dark hair.
This is the part I would cut out.
Yeah, you are in the
Ben
dog.
Was like,
you're in the doghouse.
Don't let my girlfriend see that I made a slip and said girlfriends, and then you were like, she's a witch. You gotta see
Wait,
her.
Oh,
she's a full blood Jewish witch.
You know what she would really hate then, also, but also kind of love, is if we watched the trailer for the TV show that she used to star in, because it's a really funny trailer. It's like. it's like a parody of.
She would like this?
Yeah, because when it's really funny.
Sure.
Should we watch it? It's like 90 seconds.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
As long
so
as she's not going to put a hex on us watching it or anything.
But wait, before we do that, you have another surprise. Should we wait?
Yes.
Until after this to do that?
Yeah, we'll just play this real fast because it's fun. And I want to share because I'm very proud of her. Okay. But so straight out of college, she got this role as the lead, the main character in this show on ABC Family.
I can't tell if you're her boyfriend or her dad. You're very like.
I'm also her manager.
Yeah.
So, but it was called Jane by Design, and it was like a Devil Wears Prada made into a TV show kind of thing. The trailer for it was made in like 2011, and the trailer for it is like a parody of what you would see today of like a record scratch. This is my life. Okay, so here's the here it is, and she's the girl. Her name is Erica.
Okay, so even though she's a witch, she looks like a girl.
Entered the perimeter.
For Jane Quimby, nothing in life ever came easy.
Where'd you get that outfit? Salvation Army.
Oh!
Jane, is this about your dad? Is it about money?
I can handle this.
Now, she's designing a plan to go from plain Jane to life in the Fab Lane.
Starting salary is
$32,000. Oh my, Andy McDowell.
I'll take it.
From the executive producer of Gilmore Girls.
Do not take your eye off this car.
Sweet!
A new ABC Family original series about balancing a life in high school.
He'll help me.
With a career in high fashion.
Make no mistake about it.
Wow.
I expect perfection.
Discover who you really are.
I really like you, Jane.
And who you're meant to be.
What does any of this voice commentary mean?
Living life in the Fab Lane.
She's a high school girl who lies about her age to get a job at a design or a fashion place.
No, I know, but discover who you really are.
Discover who you really are.
She I think she has a love affair with three different guys. Fuck, three different guys. While you're 17, apparently.
Yeah, that's normal.
It was ABC Family.
Yeah. It was ABC Family, but yeah, it ran for a couple seasons. And
she was the lead?
She was the lead, yeah. She was Jane.
Did she cake off
you're
that or what?
Jane?
Yeah. Did she make a little guapanese?
Guapanese?
I don't know.
You never heard guapanese?
Yeah, man. She made a little matacholi.
Okay.
Little pepperoni.
Is she still just getting huge residual checks from ABC Family?
I don't think that the show airs anymore.
Really?
I think
they're not doing reruns.
You can get it on
Jane in the Big City or whatever the fuck
you
call
it. There, the,
what is it called?
What a miss.
I don't know. It's on Amazon fucking something. You can rent it or whatever. And I have because it's fun to watch.
Have you seen every episode?
No. I've seen a few. They're an hour long, and there's 30 of them.
Damn.
Give me a fucking break. They had a huge budget. They would go and, they shot in Paris.
Holy shit. Rowley Dennis was in it.
Who?
Rowley.
Is that a joke? Who is that? Is that a guy?
Yeah, Rowley Dennis.
Holy
fuck. Okay, you're fucking with me, because who the fuck
is
that guy?
No, he's been in a bunch of shit.
Oh, really? Huh. Yeah, good for him.
What was he? He was in
Desperate
Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, he was in Jane by Design.
He was in
He was in Stroken. Hiroken, sorry. That's
Hiroken, The Last Samurai.
Mm-hmm. That's what what's his Ryu would say on.
No.
No, he said Hadouken.
Hadouken.
Yeah. So should I get into the thing for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to know.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well,
is it a story?
No, a little bit.
Okay.
So I am in a Twitter.
Did you do this for this?
Yes. So you probably know. I'm in a Twitter group chat with a bunch of crazy, lovely guys, and they all follow random weird stuff, and one of them brought it to our attention that there exists this Twitter account whose name I've been asked to omit because he doesn't want to. He's got 1,500 followers. It's a really small deal, but. He specializes in a very specific gay fetish. And it's
Jewish podcasters?
Close. Not even close. The best way I can describe it is inflatable. Inflatable fetish. And here's an example. Here's one of his actual... but we cannot show his name.
These.
You've seen these? Oh, well, fucking great.
Wait, but what is happening? What is he doing?
Well,
wait, what?
The security at this mall has a special way of dealing with shoplifters. Any guy caught trying to steal is immediately blown up like a balloon and floated in the center of the mall as a warning to others.
Wait, are you sure this is a fetish thing?
Yes, it's 100. I talked to the guy and I asked him about it. He told me it's a combination of...
Look at his dick!
I know.
Yeah.
He told me... Look at the security guard. Can we pull up another? funny. There's Luke. Holy I sent. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
You contacted the guy making him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen these.
I commissioned him to make some art for us.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, of course I did. Wait, let's look at one more. So this is this one is a special
because they have automatopoeia.
Yeah. What? Boom.
Oh yeah. Is that this
squeak.
Squeak.
So wait. Okay, so.
That's me on the bottom.
Each one has a little captioned story that's like, "Whoa, don't pump me up too much, Jake. I'm gonna pop." And then it.
And people jack off to the idea.
Well, yeah, it's a combination. So I asked the guy. And, you know, we're not making fun of this because it's just, it's different and it's interesting. And
we're laughing with it.
Yeah, of course. Because he said, you know, I got a sense of humor about it. But it's but a
combination. This is so funny.
But it makes him horny.
Oh yeah.
So this is a kink.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. A fetish, kink, whatever. I don't know how the difference between the two. But it's basically a combination of, like, being into giant things, like gigantophilia or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's that combined with, it's that juxtaposed with making the giant powerless by inflating them.
What?
So that giant is at first attractive just by virtue of the fact that he's giant. But now he's helpless.
But I can't do anything, and you can poke him, and he flies across the room.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so they're always like, "Oh, whoa, oh, I can't help it." Like the football one ago was like, "Whoa, Jake, help me out here." So anyway, I commissioned him, and let's look at each one of us one by one. So there's me.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, did you send him pictures of us?
Yeah, he's like, I need pictures of each of you.
Okay, wait, so he draws these? Or?
Yeah, he whipped this up in like 45 minutes, tops,
dude,
for all of us. I don't know how he did it, but there's
detail
me.
Detail on the belly button?
You, Noel.
Wait. Damn, bro.
You want to go
back? Run it back. Go to Ben's real quick.
Busting out of them jorts.
Can we punch in?
Dukes.
Can we punch in on his belly button?
Yeah, let's get a closer look at that right there.
Oh, I wish there was an Easter egg or something in
there.
Dude,
okay.
It almost looks like a face.
Bro, no, I thought it was like your face in there, but now it just looks like some fucking
skull.
No, this could be the beginning of like a Sistine Chapel, like resurrected painting or some shit. Like, and they just zoom out and then it's fucking Ben.
Or the beginning of Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
My favorite is you, Noel.
Yeah, let's go back to
you. You look so good.
Yeah, that's when I finally started understanding jacking off.
Hey.
Look at those shoes.
Hey, this is a hot bitch in South Dakota, bro. Or, you know, some parts of St. Louis. Some parts of St. Louis would fuck the shit out of a girl like this. So.
Look at your bulge.
Look at
those
little hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that bulge, dude.
It's giving high school.
Oh, man. So hot. There's a meal.
Oh, wow.
Holy fuck, dude. Damn, you can take a lot of air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, and then.
Wait, did he get your nipples right?
No, I got smaller nipples. But I guess when you expand me, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
they would.
Yeah,
like.
They're going to expand.
Yeah.
So then, last but not least, we got Cody.
You look like a turkey.
Yo, pull this dude out the oven.
And then he put us all in the set.
Wait, no, hold on.
Set.
Go.
Fuck, why isn't this the album art for the fucking show? God damn it.
Did you pay for these?
No, he did it for free. He was glad to do it.
Oh my God.
Free.
Oh
and
my
he
God,
asked
dude.
Me he asked me if I was into it and I'm like, No, I'm not into it.
Like,
but
sexually.
Like into it sexually?
Yeah, he was like a little bit like you know.
He was like, are you guys going to jack off to these on the show?
No, but, you know, because I asked him. I said, so what's the deal with this, man? And that's when he explained what he likes about it. There's some naked ones, too, but I don't know if we should show them here.
Are they of us?
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing, but nude.
I mean, I was naked in that picture.
Yeah but you can't we're talking
see,
penis.
Where you can see the inflated dick.
Yeah,
inflated
I like that. Well, I like that Cody's jugs are so, like, they're like by his head.
They're like deltoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is. Can we pull up the green slime one?
Wait.
There's this green slime one, and he said to me, "Oh, you want to be slime boys now?" And then there's a caption that's supposed to go with it, which is, "The evil slime doctor transformed you into huge gelatinous slime boys. What's he trying to accomplish with these experiments? Is the goal just to turn more guys into gooey blobs?"
Oh my God.
You are the best at having one-sided sexual conversations.
Yeah.
Where you don't know what's going on and the other person is being super sexual.
There we are, though.
Wow, look at us just being slime boys.
I don't think I'm having a good time back there.
Look at your hands. Oh, shit. You got your hands. Your hands.
You look at Cody. Cody's loving it.
I'm having a great
time. Cody's loving it.
Yeah. It's like,
Emil's like loving it too, but he's still not fully transformed.
I think I'm nervous I'm going to pop.
Yeah.
Probably.
Ben is just disinterested.
I kind of feel like this is my true form. This is when I feel most at home right here.
As a slime boy.
Anyway. That's the evil slime doctor. I don't know. I was talking about evil slime doctor. He's got a huge cock.
Yeah. Do you think he uses the inflate technology on his dick, but not the rest of his body?
Oh, he probably uses the tech on his dick.
Yeah.
For
the
sure.
Tech. The tech.
It's tech.
Look, it's in that syringe right there. That's tech, dude.
How else do you depower giants?
Yeah.
You know?
Should we show the nude ones?
Should we save them for the bonus?
No. You could save it for after. I was just saying you could show it. But like, we could do two edits, right? Like YouTube, you can just see our reaction.
Oh yeah, okay.
You gotta pay $10. Yeah.
since we're on the subject, we might as well show it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, he did write. I did ask him. Oh my god.
Wait.
He gave me little captions for each.
Oh no.
Good thing Emil swallowed that air capsule before he fell off the cliff. At least now he'll bounce.
Let's see it, dude.
Not even close.
I know.
All the air went to your balls.
I know. What happened to
you? You got none in the shaft.
And my head it's embarrassing.
Cody's.
I love that he incorporated the rock climbing too.
Oh yeah, I gave him.
Let's go.
That's a dick right there.
I'm pissed.
This is insane.
Looks like Cody's surfer buddies decided to use him as a life preserver. I'm sorry, guys.
This is crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Get Noelle's in there.
I'm afraid. Yeah.
Why did mine?
Okay.
Yeah.
Noelle's pit crew wasn't properly trained in how to use an air compressor.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Nice.
Stop for a pit stop.
Yeah. Wait, guys, what are you doing?
Wait, fellas, what's going on?
Okay, so then I'm like, okay, where's mine? And he said, the star of the show, the biggest of the bunch.
Uh-oh.
I am a parade float.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't ask him to do that. He put that on there.
Can you explain that for the audio listeners?
I'm a giant parade float. Yeah. And he wrote Trillionaire Nutsack. So special shout out to the artist who will go unnamed. Thank you, buddy, for doing that.
Are you leaking a little bit up there?
I don't know.
Can we zoom in? Can we zoom in?
On the tip of the penis.
Can we see the tip of Ben's penis?
Let's see what's going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a big...
And it looks like you have a little bit of a growth.
Sort of a growth.
His face.
Dead eyes.
Cody's the only one that he rewarded with a cock.
I think he likes you.
Yeah, he definitely likes you.
Does anyone else's real dick feel like it's inflated right now?
I'm super pissed about my dick.
I love that in this, you're naked on the beach, but in shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess your swimsuit probably just blew off.
He didn't do anything to this dick. It's just a giant dick. He like photoshopped this off of someone with a giant dick.
Yeah.
Can we zoom into the head of Cody's penis, too? Is he leaking at all?
Please don't.
I want to zoom in on my boobs.
I'm just curious if he's leaking.
I don't think he's leaking. I can see from here, man. His surfer buddy's looking at it, though. I wonder if he photoshopped the guy in the back, too.
No, those dudes, poor guy.
This guy has no idea. The real guy just has no clue how his image has been used.
Yeah, he's just being part of the... Yo, I like the slow pan over, dude.
Okay. Well, so that's that.
I look
like Bam Margera's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Phil, remember that?
Yeah. So these
guys... How do you find out that this is your kink?
That's a great question.
You gotta like create it yourself. You gotta
No. The thing that I was saying I've seen are people who like to get in suits and the suit gets inflated, or it's like a latex.
Sure,
thing.
I've seen that.
Or like they like to go inside like a giant balloon. It's like a weird thing. So I imagine maybe it's like an evolution of that.
Do you think people were cranking off to the Stay Safe video?
Oh.
I think they were busting to that?
Yeah, we had these big yellow suits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were this.
In some ways,
people were probably jacking off to it.
Yeah.
What's that rule?
Rule 34?
Yeah.
So people are probably jacking off to some trillionaire stuff, too.
Yeah, Dev. Bro, that's so funny to think we put out that music video and like the three dudes with that fetish were like,
holy fuck.
They don't know what they did.
You guys just fucked up. you have no idea what you've given us. Just watching us skateboard and run around, they're like, oh, that's real.
It also,
or maybe they were pissed. They were like, the penises aren't even leaking.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It must be really cool to be able to create your own fetish like that. Just like you're horned up and like, I'm going to make something. And then
I feel like that's being like a horny teenager. Before you can do anything about it, you're just like looking at like a Victoria's Secret catalog or...
Yeah, but you're not making it. You're not Photoshopping anything.
You're cutting pictures.
Yeah, I was printing, but sure. guys over here scrapbooking.
Yeah, Emil, tell us more about Catch your up, fucking dude. Stylized porn scrapbook,
collaging.
Dude. Emil's pulling that shit out. Just laminated pages. Like, this is my favorite one.
What's that called? A vision board?
Yeah.
Just getting home from school.
Yeah.
I would print them out and then feel guilty afterward and throw them away and just... print another one the next day.
That's porn? Crazy.
Oh yeah, when you're a kid,
like at the school library or
no, at home.
Oh, waste of ink, dude.
I know. And, oh, big time. And then I had to think ahead and go back to the like Word document because I would drag and drop images into a Word document, and then I discovered that if you go under File and open Recent, it'll show. And I panicked and I thought, oh my
just
god, gotta delete that.
CameronDiaz.doc. Jennifer Lopez dot doc.
Oh no, it was I don't even remember what it was.
Latina
it was like
XXX.
Carmen Electra. Damn, she was the baddest.
Carmen Electra?
Yeah.
Those were the days, eh boys?
You know what was weird, but like I would buy when I would go on flights, I would get like an FHM and Maxim magazine.
What how old were you?
Like, I don't know, 13.
Oh, okay.
And I'd just be like violently horny on the plane, just like
oh buddy, yeah.
Fuck. It's like why?
Just, no, there's no
just
there's,
sweating in economy next to your parents. Just
yeah. Oh.
Barely anyone inflated in those magazines.
Right.
Yeah. How could you possibly could you, get turned on?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dude.
Yeah, it was just killing me.
I remember sitting in Miss Middlecoop's
club. Where were you flying to?
Anywhere. I would sometimes go to Greece to see my family.
Okay. Alone? Or?
Yeah, so just like 10 hours.
That's a long flight.
10 hours with me and the Maxim girls.
Damn.
Why didn't you go into the bathroom? You're small enough.
I probably
you were a
did
kid.
At some point.
See, I didn't know. When I was in seventh grade, I would sit there and just stare out the window and think, I can't wait. I just got to wait until I have sex. I didn't know about jerking off.
Oh, yeah.
Until I was in like eighth grade.
Yeah.
Eighth or ninth grade. So I just was like, it just... Oh, couldn't pay attention to Mesopotamia shit.
True. Yeah, I remember watching squiggly porn at my grandparents' house and just... Because I didn't know yet. And
squiggly porn?
Yeah, what's
like,
squiggly porn?
Where it's like...
Oh, like on the hack.
It sometimes
cable
comes
box.
In.
Yeah.
And I Spice remember can. Just
You wouldn't
being,
know about that. Your parents love you.
And I remember
yeah, we
just...
we had real porn in yeah. my house.
Needing, yeah, we had an body. Actual Star subscription, so I got to watch softcore, dude.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And I just needed some kind of relief, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
It's a terrible feeling.
Wait, dude. Two weird porn things. One... A buddy of mine, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it quickly to you guys. A buddy of mine learned how to hack those like cable TV cards. You remember that? There was like basically like back in the day, like it was like the first Amazon Fire Stick. People could hack those cards and it would get you like all the channels and
hot
like,
boxes.
Yeah, and like and porn. And so he was doing that shit in like a Midwest state. And he was like working with some hacker online. And then he straight up got like a fucking email from like at FBI.gov and they like it started like with hello and then his name. He was like, hello my friend. He was like, I know
my friend.
Yeah, my friend. Yeah.
I wish the FBI just called people hello my friend.
Yeah.
Found you.
Like that fuck like that dude on TikTok. Hello my friend. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Whatever. Never mind. So it like the body of the email was like four sentences. It was like, I know what you're doing, stop now.
I know, not even we.
Yeah, it was just, I know what you're doing, like, stop.
Mr.
And then,
Mr. FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Sincerely?
From Jeff,
no, Best.
Jeff B.I.
Best.
From Best, comma, Jeff B.I., yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to say, when I worked at Best Buy, this dude brought in his computer with a flash drive. No, he brought in a flash drive and said, I think I have a virus on here, but I have important documents on there. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, what can we do? I was like, I'll just take it up to the Geek Squad, see what they could do. And I hand it to him. He's like sweating bullets as he gives me the fucking flash drive. He was having like a crisis before he gave it to me. I was like, hey, man, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But like, just make the call. And he's like, all right, I'll do it. And he gives it to me. And I go back to the Geek Squad like 10 minutes later. I'm like, what's up with this flash drive? Fucking dude looks at me. He's like, yeah, it's full of porn.
The dude's like, just don't go in the folder called Grandma's Funeral.
Yeah, dude.
It's just a bunch of boring funeral stuff. You don't want to go in there.
No, dude. It wasn't even one layer deep. It was just like...
on the desktop or what?
No, it was just like as soon as you plugged in, it was just hella porn.
Jesus.
Make a folder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they scanned it, and I guess there was a shit ton of malware on it. And then...
from the porn, probably.
Yeah. And then the dude at Geek Squad was like, the only option here would be to completely flash it and reset it.
No. My files.
Bro. Bro, I told the guy, I was like, yeah, man, so there's malware on it, and if you want to fix it, like, we just have to do, like, a hard reset. And he was like, but I have important documents on there. Those are the words he used. I was like...
We all just saw what's on there. Yeah. It's a bunch of filth, all right? You sick fuck. We're wiping it.
Maybe there were some important documents in there somewhere.
There weren't.
No?
Nah, it was...
some commissioned drawings.
Yeah, some inflatable stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. So hot.
So funny.
Yeah, maybe he was... a porn director, and that was like his portfolio.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ruined a career.
I just like that he referred to them as important documents several times.
Yeah.
But I have very important documents.
I think I got malware from downloading a bunch of porn onto this drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, just own it. Yeah.
Yo, dude, is there any way to clean this up? I definitely need to keep the porn, though.
I feel like it would be better if he just came clean about it.
Yeah.
Can you take the malware off but keep the porn?
Yeah.
I really want the porn.
Damn.
Porn is destructive.
Yeah, it is.
Not only for your brain, but for your files as well.
Mm-hmm. And to your flash drives.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys. oh, really?
Speaking of porn.
Yeah, what? Gary Vee kissing his dad.
Wait, I thought this was old news.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Did he smooch him again?
You've never seen the smooch? No.
Whoa, what?
Never.
Whoa,
yeah, Emilia Gary. And I watch this shit. Tom Brady style.
Oh. On this episode, I have my dad join me.
That's a lot of suction.
Ken, what I sold.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of suction.
I don't get how guys don't know that it's not cool to kiss your dad.
It's a cultural thing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that a Greek thing?
Yeah.
I do it, but I don't like seeing other people do it.
You mouth kiss your dad?
No, I don't.
You kiss him on the cheek?
I don't think so. We just hug.
Hmm.
Is it actually a Greek thing?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I think Greeks did kind of invent homosexuality.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, you think they're the origin story of gay?
Yeah, or maybe it's just like a dumb joke. I'm Greek and Italian, and it's like Italians say, you know, Greeks brag that they invented anal sex, but Italians were the first ones to do it with women.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking make the joke up.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like some fucking... Yeah, you know, the Greeks, they're the first ones to come up with anal sex, but the Italians was the first one to do it with women, so, yeah, you know,
and
Greeks
the
is gay.
The first to film it.
Yeah. Nice, dude. Nice.
Thanks. Thank you, bud.
Cool, man.
What is Gary Vaynerchuk? What is he? Italian? What's a Vaynerchuk?
Vaynerchuk? You think he's Italian?
I have he's no idea. Chugging on his dad's lips.
He looks like he's like I don't know. I feel like he's got
yeah.
Like
let's be racist
South,
for 3 minutes.
I was gonna say Southeastern.
Let's let
European.
Cody guess because Cody's got a really good Cody's got a really good ethnic compass, dude. Yeah. Cody definitely knows what people's races are.
Belarusian.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Belarus.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was going to make a really bad political joke. No.
Yeah, are we canceling Gary Vee for being Belarusian?
Isn't Belarus helping Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They are?
Yeah.
Damn, that's
as much
up.
As Belarus can, I think.
I don't think Belarus really has a choice.
I couldn't point it out on a map, son.
I'm not even going to begin to talk about Eastern European politics. I don't really understand.
Yeah.
No, let's do it. Let's tank the whole special by doing hot takes on Russia.
Yeah.
Man, the first episode was awesome, but the second episode
got weird as hell halfway through.
They have some weird thoughts on Ukraine and Russia.
Just skip past the inflatable porn stuff. You'll see what I'm saying. This story is great about Seth Green.
What a weird... Sorry, we just did a weird... Yo, look at Gary Vee kissing his dad. Mwah. Greeks invented gay? Anyways, Seth Green got his NFT stolen.
Yeah, but don't forget, Italians did it with women first.
Italians did it with women first. I'm sorry, yeah. I wonder who the first Italian to do anal with the first woman was.
Oh,
Adam?
They actually, he's a saint in...
Are you serious?
I think it's Saint Antonio, and nope. He was like the patron saint of straight anal sex.
I can't tell. I just don't know.
I was saying
I wear a, like a little
icon
with San Antonio on it.
Okay, is it just a little butthole?
Yeah, it's what an Italian mom gives you when you go into high school. She's like, I want this to protect you when you do anal for the first time with a woman.
Yeah, it'll protect your bed sheet.
Make sure you pray to San Antonio
before you put your penis in a woman's asshole.
Don't Catholics think that having anal sex
with children is normal? Yeah.
Yes, but don't they believe that having anal sex, if you're a virgin, keeps you a virgin?
Yeah, I think
so. St. Antonio made that up because...
I will believe anything you tell me.
He was a Catholic priest.
I really will.
He was a Catholic priest who wasn't allowed to fuck.
Yeah, no, listen. So you send us three pictures first.
Very funny. Okay. And did San Antonio... Who was San Antonio? What did he be a saint for?
For having... He was a Catholic priest who wasn't allowed to have sex with women. And so he decided... He was the whole thing. He invented that whole thing about you're allowed to have anal.
What, is that true? Jamie, can we pull that up? Just search Antonio anal. And see what comes up.
St. Antonio.
Noted for his expert knowledge of anal pleasure. Wow.
Wow.
It's crazy.
No.
You lied.
Yeah, no, dude. It's like the dead opposite.
Undying love.
Devotion to the poor and the sick. That's what he thought of the people who were...
Oh, my God. It's just fucking people in the ass. You must be sick.
You must be poor and sick.
You must have no money.
Man, Catholicism is just too much. You got saints... You got the cross, the beads.
Yeah. I fucking...
San Antonio is the capital of anal.
So yeah, Seth Green stolen NFT.
This is great. I think it's really funny. This is his tweet. What date is this from? May 17th.
So he
got
fished.
So this
happened last week.
Yeah, he got fished. He like clicked a link or something like that, got all of his NFTs stolen.
Unreal,
and they were like,
real dude.
It was like his Bored Ape or whatever. But you know when you own a Bored Ape, you own the commercial rights to it too, so you can use it in projects commercially and make money off of it.
Right.
So he developed an entire show around his Bored Ape, and then he was premiering the trailer at VCon, but the ape got stolen, so now he doesn't own the commercial rights to the ape anymore, so the show, he has to can the show, I think.
And I saw some people saying, well, that's no, because... If I steal your car and then sell it to someone, that person doesn't just get to keep the car who I sell it to. It's still your car that I stole it from. But then you showed me
the Yuga Labs Yuga Labs policy says that the NFT owner will own the commercial rights. But it's all very confusing. It's also new. I don't know what would happen.
It doesn't stipulate how you came to possess the NFT.
But I think this guy bought it in a legit way. He didn't. Nothing about it said it wasn't flagged as like risky or whatever. However, I think they flagged some that might have problems, and so it just looked totally normal, and he bought it. And I think
he bought it from the thief.
I guess he must have.
And now, yeah. And I guess BuzzFeed talked to him or something like that, and he was like, "No, I'm not giving it back."
Right. It's some funny. Australian surgeon.
A surgeon would
do
that?
He just likes collecting them.
Well, I mean, it's a doctor, so he's got no didn't care about feelings.
No kidding.
Yeah,
dude.
I honestly think this was kind of a good. I watched the trailer. It looks.
Let's
like
watch
shit.
The trailer.
Oh, the
it's
trailer.
Called,
oh,
it looks like
White Horse
garbage.
Tavern.
This looks like stock footage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome, friend. What's your name? Wow. Boy, you know, this is not going the way...
Wait, pause it. I hate that he had him say, hey, welcome, friend. Because they all the whole NFT community...
Oh,
or the,
yeah.
The crypto community always says friend. F-R-E-N.
Ugh.
It's just a little meme-y nod that...
Wait, you know what was funny? When they were talking about how the show's not going to happen... someone, I think in earnest, said, I'm sorry that happened to you, but you can use my Punk's Not Dead Bored Ape. And then everyone kept responding and copy and pasting that one and goes, I'm sorry that happened to you. You can use my Punk's Not Dead Ape. I'm sorry that happened. And they all just kept copy and pasting under.
Classic bit.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing? Good. Good.
Yeah.
Everything
is fantastic.
Everything is fantastic.
Yeah. Is
this a kid's show?
I don't know.
Look at that ape. He looks so bored.
I'm just saying, that's who they part maybe tonight.
I
kind of
want that rose.
Don't take the rose, sweetie.
Damn, she's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm taking my break.
What?
Oi!
This is worse than your girlfriend's trailer.
Hey! No, that, yeah, that trailer was funny, but this is just...
This is objectively bad.
Yeah.
It's...
I mean, hasn't Hollywood tried, like, the animation mixed with live action?
Yeah.
Before? Yeah, but I can't think of any examples.
Well, neither.
Watch the Chip
but that's it makes me think, like, oh, it doesn't really work, movie. So why would it work with an NFT?
Chippendale?
My
wait, but it famously has worked.
Which?
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay.
And they just did Chippendale reboot.
Space Jam?
Space Jam.
Yeah, but those are like, the reboot was terrible.
Of Space Jam?
Yeah.
And those, like, would Seth Green have made this if Bored Apes didn't exist?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's
That's why it sucks.
Take that character and, hey, I got an idea for a character. A monkey with a halo.
Yeah, but he's a bartender.
He's a cartoon monkey.
It's just like all of Web3 right now is like, no, check it out.
You can
it's
use
this. It's Web3, and they're like, this. We've done this.
Yeah,
this already happened. They're like, no, but this time it's Web3.
It's like
there's
okay.
a little blockchain underneath. It's like, no, but we're over this.
Yeah,
we already did it.
Like, what is that? What is that?
Yeah,
which NFT? Because I recognized a couple. I saw Steve Aoki. I saw, or wait, no, maybe we
you
didn't.
You saw Steve Aoki?
Steve Aoki has a little NFT that's yet to be shown. There he is. That's Steve Aoki, right?
Oh.
You think he's going to voice it? Does Steve
Probably.
Aoki talk?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's that.
Yeah, that's Rajat.
Yeah, wow.
Rajat, yeah.
All right, well, I hope he gets his,
Do you know him?
He's like a
comedian.
Yeah.
I think this sucks because it just feels like an obvious money grab. Or it's like, no, it's not a money grab. It's like what you're saying, Cody. It's just a shoehorning of something that doesn't actually have cultural importance. Space Jam and Roger Rabbit were cool because they were like unique characters that, you know, they came from somewhere. Like, okay, what if we like took this rabbit and we put him into the real world? That's like actual, like, you know, real.
And that one rabbit was so hot.
Yeah.
Didn't they inflate one of them? No, seriously. Didn't like Bugs Bunny or Porky Pig or something?
Oh, yeah, Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
And he
did.
Goes flying.
And he goes flying, yeah.
Maybe that's where the birth of the kink came from.
Maybe.
Damn, you know how there's all like hidden like racism in Disney movies?
Yeah.
And sexual shit,
and boners,
too.
Boners, yeah.
Maybe this fetish is like hidden in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like maybe there's a lot more people that are into this.
They secretly rule the animation industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're all subliminally jacking
That's
off
what
to
this
it.
Is missing. All the hidden.
Yeah, hey, Seth.
Degeneracy.
What do you say we inflate some of these NFTs?
Yeah, I would like to see that Steve Aoki.
Yeah, big.
Up in the air, real you know what I'm big. Saying.
The animation quality is so poor, too.
Yeah.
It's strange. It looks like they cobbled it together off of Fiverr or something.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just pay an animation artist off Fiverr and, you know, put it in the thing.
Even, like I said, even the way it's shot, it's like shot like stock footage. Like, it's not, I don't know.
I also can't tell if it's supposed to be, because isn't the White Horse Tavern, isn't that like a famous bar in New York? It's like one of the oldest bars.
Buddy, I don't know.
Wait, I want to just finish it. I just want to see the end. Sorry.
Quadruple whiskey. Coming right up.
Want me to rough him up? I am the only gay guy in my ballet class who can make a fist.
We need a festival. A festival for people who do not depend on anyone else.
You're never in a relationship.
Yeah, I like it that way. If I don't come in Monday, pick me up at the ICU.
You want to grab a slice or something?
Yeah, nah.
No, take it. I was just being polite.
I don't get what the show is about.
Neither.
I also hate
just
that
about life.
Trying to give him these like emotional stakes of like, you're never in a relationship with anyone. And they're like, we should build a club for people who don't depend on anyone.
Because I'm a fucking JPEG.
I think the show looks really good. I think you guys all have fucking horrible taste. And you can't see true art when it's in front of you.
What's the name of it? What's it called?
Web3 Slutfest.
I feel like it could be cool if they actually went for it and it was like a kind of funny, dark cartoon.
Yeah.
It's just a weird...
I think they should have made the whole thing animated, right?
Yeah.
Make it like a, I don't know, Family Guy or something
but
like that.
They're trying to give it like BoJack Heart. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels very twee, the song. Is that Imagine Dragons?
No, song? Don't. Nope.
What?
Nope.
What?
He's scarred.
Oh, yeah.
No
okay.
way am I answering that. Nope.
Dragon on these.
I think that's...
What?
I think that's Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
I think it is.
Sure. I'll let you guys decide.
Dude, butt rock. Is that butt rock? We talked about butt rock, but is that it? That's not butt rock. It's just so fun to say, butt rock.
Butt rock.
Yeah.
Is that an actual band?
But what are you going to
say? No, butt rock is a genre.
Butt rock?
Okay. Butt rock.
We never talked about butt rock.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
What's that, where you play the instruments with your butt?
No, it's just a subgenre. Yeah, Creed is butt rock.
Is butt rock?
Yeah. It's one of those older brother type monikers.
So it's like a pejorative term.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Nah.
You wouldn't proudly say, oh, yeah, man, we're a butt rock.
Well, maybe the butthole surfers would.
Sure, but yeah.
I don't think that's butt rock.
I prefer ass rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ass rap would be like Cisco.
I guess.
Kind of, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of rap is ass rap, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talk a lot about butts.
Hmm.
Why is that? What are you trying to do to me?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I forgot. Just seeing Kanye and McDonald's.
What is it?
You didn't see this?
No.
What?
Look at that pathetic box. Look at that shit. It looks like a Minecraft.
Ye teams up with industrial designer to reimagine McDonald's packaging. Jesus Christ.
I think it's kind of cool.
Someone wrote classic already.
Lil West?
Lil West, BB.
I think it's supposed to look like a Minecraft thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's supposed to be a little bit lo-fi, isn't it?
I guess. I just don't know. Is it? How does the box open?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
That's the best part.
Do you have to rip it open?
You eat the box. It's saran. It's edible.
That's the sandwich. It's saran wrap.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually, if Kanye helped them reimagine the way you intake food.
You know,
I could see him doing that.
You know what?
We got to make burgers into cubes.
You know what's so funny about art is it's all
put them up your ass. Yeah, sure.
It's always this, like it's the most pathetic thing on a white psych wall, and you're like, what the fuck is the point? And everyone's like, no, dude, a team of people put this together. You have no idea what you're looking at.
Is it a drawing, or that's what it's actually going to look like?
I don't think anyone can answer any questions.
Oh, okay. It looks like a gross sandwich with an M on it.
No, I think literally just Kanye was just like, this is how they should package their food. Tell the world. And that's it.
Oh, it's not official?
No. That's why it's fun.
It is.
Well, no.
I think it is.
He teamed up with the industrial designer.
Yeah, I think this is like the official image of, or one of them, the marketing image.
Which
yeah,
is a Japanese minimalist retailer.
Oh.
And they redesigned McDonald's packaging.
Wait, Muji?
Muji, yeah.
Like the pens?
Wait. So this is actually coming out.
No,
yeah, I hope.
So. No. Am I?
Yes, and next week he's going to reveal the packaging for fries.
Oh, we got to record an episode next week then, I guess.
The way you said that. Oh, great. Is there going to be a huge line at
Yep. All right.
McDonald's to reimagine McDonald's packaging.
All right, so.
Poor Kanye, man.
No, not poor Kanye. This is great for him.
Is it?
Gives him something to think about.
Yeah.
Something to do.
That's not Pete Davidson.
He probably, I can't wait for him to put the spin on like, you need to be inspired when you eat a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Six-piece chicken McNugget should not be.
Bro, the end of, did you watch his documentary on Netflix?
His documentary? Yeah.
What are you looking to Emil for?
Because he winked at me.
Oh.
And I was like, help me finish that thought. It was, you know, chicken, six-piece chicken McNuggies. I didn't watch the Netflix thing because I canceled my Netflix.
Oh.
Did you really? You were one of the people.
Well,
one of the 200,000.
I'm scrolling through it and I'm like, I don't want to watch Bridgerton. I don't.
I love that show.
Get rid of it.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Never seen it.
It's just,
did you guys watch the doc?
Wait, dude, you didn't want to watch The Circle in English, French,
which one is
German.
The Circle?
It's their like reality show.
Wait, did they have it in other countries?
Yes, dude. Yeah, they try to go international with it.
Damn. Christ. Yeah, just
like it's going to be any different.
Yeah.
It's the exact same format. Oh, and then there's The Circle with the Spice Girls.
No way.
What happened?
That's
kind of
sick.
Show?
How was it sick?
Wait, are they dating people?
Yeah, they're pretending to be someone in the show.
Oh, yeah, because there's one person who's like a mole, right?
Yeah. The celebrity's never going to win.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a dating show, right?
Yeah. Well, not. It's
a game show.
It's like a game dating show.
Okay.
So basically, a bunch of people live in a house, and they're all catfishing each other, basically.
Mm.
So when they go in, they can either choose to be themselves or choose to be someone else.
Mm.
And
That sounds sick.
They all vote out.
I'd watch that in multiple languages, probably.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Preferably French as the second edition after English. Yeah.
That's probably the hottest one.
Yeah.
Do I look at
Le Circle.
So then they all like, they keep doing the Survivor shit where like every round they vote out who they think is like lying.
And the Spice Girls are in it? This is sounds like
what happens?
Lot of gummy and a lot of good, not a lot of bad.
What happens if they try to kiss someone?
That doesn't happen.
They're all like segregated. It's like the 60s.
Ben, come on, man.
I didn't say how they were segregated.
Yeah,
they're
let's
all
go.
Separated.
Separated. Wow, Baby Spice. Is that her right there? Yeah. It's maybe in Scary.
Let the trailer play, because Lord knows Netflix needs this.
No, don't. This is going to get copyrighted, isn't it?
You think? Let play it no volume. We can dub it.
Hello. Baby Spice, hello. Well, we keep talking at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Scary, shut the fuck up. Everybody knew I was the favorite. Ew. Where's Roof? Yes, you were.
Wait, but so are they wearing makeup or something?
No.
I don't
yes,
get.
Of course.
No,
they are.
Not like how are they not presenting as themselves?
Because they're it's all like through a chat room. So like they're all living in the same apartment complex, but they all communicate through a chat room.
Where the fuck is Sporty?
Married, dude.
She's slamming her body down and whining it all around somewhere.
Yeah.
Slam your body down. Yeah, nice.
Thanks, dude. Slam, that's what that lyric was. Slam my body down. Slam your body down and wind it all around.
That's
slam your body down.
And wind it all around.
Yep. Damn. Like slam it down and wind it around.
Oh, it was like a dance.
How would you do that? Demonstrate that. Slam it
slam
down.
Your body
wind
down.
It around.
It's like drop your ass to the floor and then.
And then she goes, slam your body down and zig a zig. Ah.
Mm. Are you sure those are the lyrics?
Yes. I Googled them.
When?
Or actually, no. You know how I know?
How?
Used to own the CD.
So did I.
And the booklet had the lyrics. And I was like, zig a zig ah? Interesting.
Zig?
Huh.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
In theaters?
I saw it in theaters.
Remember. I saw Blue Crush in theaters.
And I remember being pissed because there was a scene that was in the trailer that was cut from the movie. And I said, this is ridiculous.
What scene was cut from the...
I don't know. I remember they were like all in the bathroom in the trailer. And then I was like, I remember leaving the movie and like saying to my parents, like,
yo, they were never naked in the bathroom.
They were never in the bathroom.
I remember my cousins forced me to watch it, and the way they convinced me.
They forced
me,
you?
Yeah. Cause basically we had these like VHS tapes with like all like the bad movies, like, you know, True Lies and.
Oh yeah.
And then like, you know. Whatever. I only wanted to watch like whatever was violent. I'm like, there's guns and shit in there. That's all I want to see. And they're like, we want to watch the Spice Girls movie. I was like, kill me. I will not watch this. And the way they convinced me to do it is that they were like, no. They're going to jump a bus over a bridge. I was like, okay.
Do they?
And did yeah. they? Yeah. Yeah. That's like one of the scenes.
Was it worth it?
Double
dip. No, I remember like sitting through the whole thing. And then when it happened, I was like, bro, y'all did not just make me sit for an hour. Right here, just to see that lame ass shit. I was livid, dude.
Man.
But it was kind of a fun movie.
Yeah.
I was the opposite. I liked girly movies when I was a kid, and it was like.
Greek.
I liked space girls.
Greek girly movies.
Yeah. Nice. No, I'm calling you Greek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like my dad would take my brother to an action movie, and my mom would take me to. I remember I wanted to see Fools Rush In, and they were like, why?
Wow.
Wait, you liked space what? Spice Girls. A lot more than like
Backstreet
male,
Boys.
Yeah, the male counterparts.
They're more fun. They're like big songs.
Yeah, they are. No, they're pretty cool, big pop anthems. Anthems is what you would call them.
Yeah,
it's like how Emil went. They're cool songs.
Have you guys ever seen that chart? That's it's a chart for like. It's I don't know what one axis is, but if you pull up gay screaming chart,
what?
It's a trust
is this
me.
Another fetish?
No, it's not. And I know
dude screaming.
Yeah. There is a chart.
So they get so big, and then when they deflate, they scream. Just
there's a chart that plots all sorts of famous pop songs, and the ultimate one is Carly. Yeah, there it is. Jams, bangers, bops. Quality, and then the bottom, the x-axis is gay screaming.
Got it.
and Run Away With Me is the very top.
Which
corner.
Song is that?
It's Carly Rae Jepsen. It is a bop that is high quality and maxes out gay screaming.
What is gay screaming?
What?
Just, ah! I can't believe the song is playing.
Can you give me a little bit of Run Away With Me? Because I really don't even know what it is.
No, man, I'm not going to do that. This is a trick.
It's not. I don't know what it is.
You know I love Carly Rae Jepsen.
I know,
sing
so just
it.
Give
sing
me like
it.
One
sing
little
it.
Bit of it. So I
well, can... I go. I'd have to start with the whole
dude. Start
the whole
with it.
Thing.
Start with the
whole thing. Stuck in your head, stuck in my heart, stuck in my body, body.
I don't think I know.
I want to go get out of here, sick of the party, party. He's run away. I run away with you.
This doesn't sound like the one that would
where's
get
the chorus?
Gay guys screaming.
Baby, take me to the feeling.
I don't know this song.
You don't know this? Oh, man.
It's
a great song.
Sounds almost like something I recognize.
I can't believe you got... Okay.
It sounds like you're
going to have to...
It sounds like you're doing a Robin song.
She crawled so that Carly Rae Jepsen could run.
Robin crawled?
Yes.
Come on.
Or walked so that
She put her whole, what do they say, bussy into it?
Bussy?
What do they say? What are they saying now?
What do the kids
bussy?
Say?
Bussy?
What do the kids say? The bussy?
Something like that.
Don't they?
Back pussy?
They're online talking boy about bussy? My bussy. I apparently have got a great bussy.
Okay. Wait, what are some of these other... What are some
no, it's great. I got a great bussy. The gays love my bussy.
Does not stink.
Does Joe Biden have a bussy? Or no, who was his opponent? Hillary Clinton?
Donald Trump. I can't. That's I,
no, no. But what would he say about what Hillary Clinton's working with?
Well, she doesn't have a pussy.
I don't have a pussy. I'll tell you that.
Well, because she's a female. She has, you know.
I'll tell you what. Hillary doesn't have a pussy. Only a male president can have a bussy. You don't want someone running this country without a bussy.
I don't know. I don't really. I can't do Trump.
She doesn't have a bussy, but I'll tell you whatever she has, it doesn't work.
I didn't want to toe that line.
Oh, right, you know. Right.
You were doing a character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be when he runs again. Yeah.
I hope he does. That'd be so fun and entertaining. Just so for him to...
Oopsie.
Yeah, no, go for it.
I was like, whoa, I didn't do it that time.
Sorry.
Ba-boo. There we go.
Did you say? But did you say you were going to vote for him if he runs?
That's what you just said.
I think you just said
him.
That, right?
No,
we had to cut it out, but that's what he actually said.
No, yeah. We will cut it out.
You just said that. Yeah.
That I would vote for...
You would.
Trump.
Well, because you did in 2016 and 2020.
No, I didn't.
You
I
told voted, me you did.
Tell the truth.
I voted for myself. I wrote myself in.
I remember I asked you who you voted for, and you just said the,
you, no, you
said
s-
the
no,
bad one.
Yeah, but he said he voted multiple times. He committed voter
right,
fraud.
Right. Yeah.
He said yeah. in yeah. order to give more votes for Donald Trump.
He said he drove
didn't
across
you
several state lines
yeah.
and
yeah.
voted in different booths. Yeah. And
I don't remember saying all that.
And registered with fake identities.
You voted for, you filled out your dad's voter forms.
They cancel that when you die, I think.
Not according to a lot of people.
Who?
No, that's a big thing. Republicans were saying that dead people were voting for Joe Biden's bussy.
So ghosts are real.
Who?
Ghosts are real.
Ghosts are real, yeah.
Ghosts are real.
Ghosts should have their own president. Enough.
They do.
Enough. Vote for ghost president. They got their own elections and all that shit.
They very well may.
The dead love me.
The deep breath you just took, they very well may, and then he just goes...
I was thinking about the tense elections in Ghost World.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Yeah, let's get political. Fuck it.
Who do you guys think is president right now in Ghost World?
Casper, the friendly ghost.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
What party?
What?
What party is he?
I think he's in the Peace and Freedom Party. Can't you... remember when they turned him into a human and he was so hot?
No.
Look that up. Look that up. Casper is a human.
No, sexy Casper.
Whoa.
Oh.
No.
We're now going to the part that you didn't pay for if you're watching this on YouTube. If you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to tmgstudios.tv.
And there's going
to
be more uncensored blown up penis.
Uncensored.
Uncensored ghost cock.
Gussy.
And they're all leaking.
Gussy. Oh, yeah. You got to make sure you sign up for the studios tier if you want the extended edition of 8-Ball Special.
Oh, also make sure to go watch Trillionaire Mindset.
You're oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess we didn't.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
beginning.
We should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah.